Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada, or is it Kansas? I can't tell. The wind is incredible. And we're live here with Mr. J.J. Nunn, hosting here, of course.
It's like your tonight. Heels, Dorothy.
You talking to
it's not Kansas.
That Dorothy over there?
It's not Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore.
No doubt.
Las Vegas, 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts. We got a whiteout going on over here in Las Vegas. Yeah, Houston, we got a problem.
A huge wind problem.
And we got another problem.
Wait, before we get to problems, hey, want to welcome everybody to the show. New listeners, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And regulars, want to thank you for supporting us and keeping us going, and appreciate everything you do and for tuning in.
I don't appreciate anything.
Uh-oh, hold on. And before we get to introducing anybody, the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of each individual and or guests and do not necessarily reflect those of On Wheels Now, All Star Internet Radio, its affiliates, or any parent companies. And the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn, how you doing tonight?
Absolutely fantastic.
Huh.
April 14th.
It is. Can you believe it already?
And tomorrow, those IRS bastards are in my back pocket again.
Don't you get a return every year? You get money back. No?
Once again, those IRS bastards are in my back pocket again.
As usual.
Good answer.
Hey.
Yeah. Freaking money hungry.
So should we dedicate this show to the internal... I can't say it because we might attract
the wrong people.
So we'll just move on.
I mean, how do you make this a non-for-profit? I mean, how do you make this? We don't have money. Leave me the hell alone.
So how do you make your life non-for-profit?
Yeah,
organization, a 501c.
I mean, racing is a losing endeavor.
Well, not only is it non-for-profit, it's a negative. For profit.
Exactly.
It goes backwards.
Exactly. It goes backwards.
Oh, man.
I'm losing my ass.
Hey, because you're running it as it's not a business. It's a hobby. It's for fun. So treat it like fun.
We're going to tax the hell out of you.
Treat it like fun.
I write off everything I can.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, let's move on real quick.
Including my earplugs.
Let's move on to bigger and better things.
The tax man cometh. Bastards.
Every year for as long as you've been alive, I'm sure. So.
Oh, yeah. And long before that.
And long before, and will continue long after. They need to
go collect other people's money, not mine. I'm tired of it. Gary gets enough of it. What are you kidding me?
Hey, speaking of Gary, I got Mr. Gary Wyatt. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great until that statement. Come along.
I got the IRS in one pocket one day out of the year, and I got Gary's hand in my pocket the other 364 days of the year.
I think he's talking about the G-Monkey Gary, not this Gary.
No.
No.
It's a losing proposition. I can't.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, guys. Join us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. It's been a great show. Yeah. Now, hey, come on, lighten up.
Somebody else.
It's all good.
somebody else.
One more day
step up
to
and pay taxes.
Wait, it's all good. He must be getting money back.
It's all good.
Evidently.
Evidently. After tomorrow, then you'll have another 364 days.
There's some people that don't even work that can't pay friggin' taxes.
Ay. I don't remember him bitching this much last year, at this time of year.
I'm cranky. I'm another year older. I'm 55. I'm friggin' entitled.
Let me read this again. The views and opinions. Hey.
I'm entitled.
Crappy day today, but it was not a crappy day this past Saturday. It was a great day at the Touch Truck event. What a lucky break in weather we had there for
fantastic
a little bit.
Fantastic day.
It was nice.
Absolutely fantastic.
All the volunteers out there did a great job. Of course, the family-to-family connections group of people always do a great job out there.
Laura and Shannon and Diane Farkas, who is the executive director of family-to-family connections. Absolute fantastic day.
And, of course,
couldn't ask for more.
New additions this year was the Griffith brothers and the whole gang, Justin Griffith and Gary Griffith and
Jr. Gary Griffith Jr. And
better known as G Monkey.
I'll stand corrected because I made a mistake and called Justin Griffith Jr. and it's Gary Griffith Jr. So I apologize for that mistake. Because my phone got blown up after I did it. So, I apologize. It's Gary Griffith Jr. and Justin Griffith. Thank you very much. And did you have fun out there or what?
Speaking of that, we have a fly on the wall in the studio, which didn't want to be on the air anyways, but hey.
Yeah,
we got the 42 bomber.
He's going to talk.
I think Justin and Gary.
I agree with you, Justin. I agree.
Right. I think they had a great day.
It was.
Realize whatchamacallit. And I myself, like I said on the previous show, all of a sudden our problems are absolutely nothing compared to the parents and children that we support out there, family to family connections.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work. You get up early, you get everything out there, but then when the event finally opens up and the crowd starts coming in and all that, and you see all the smiling kids, and you know, you guys sit there for hours signing autographs and things, and it really lightens up.
And I've got to say,
eyes. So
I got to say, thanks to Rex at Toys for Smiles for giving us 250 little wooden cars.
Wow.
And we gave them all out.
You know what? And them kids, that's like
every
that,
one of them.
Like Diane Farkas said, you guys were like the star of the attraction. You know, the kids just wanted to come around. They love them little trucks and can't get enough of sitting in the race cars and putting on the helmets and climbing on some crap they shouldn't be climbing on.
Well, how many parents come in and say, oh, we have to come here. This is the first place. My kid had to come here. He doesn't care about anything else.
Right.
He just comes to see you guys.
You know, absolutely. And this year, a great thing was Tim Richter over at LVMS allowed us to give out a bunch of tickets. And there was so many parents that talked about being at the bullring in the past, and they've been planning on going back, and now this is a great opportunity for them to have a chance to come back out there this Saturday, matter of fact.
And thank Tim Richter at
LVMS
for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
He gave us 200 tickets. We ended up with 17 left.
Yeah, so we should.
And the way we handed them out was that, are you definitely going to use
them? Yeah, if you're...
Or
if you have somebody else interested.
If you can't make it, emergency comes up, please pass them off. They said, yes, great, thank you very much. So thanks to LVMS for giving us 200 tickets to hand out, along with, I don't know, what, 200 schedules?
Magnets.
Yeah. And 500 magnets,
I think
it was.
Everybody wanted one of those.
They gave us hundreds of stickers to hand out, and Whalen American Racing Series iron-on patches. You know, can't thank LVMS, Tim Richter, Jeff Motley for all their PR work that they do.
They got a new PR guy out there, Neil.
Neil something, too, yeah.
Sorry, Neil something. We'll get your name right. Appreciate it.
But, you know, want to thank them a lot.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and
200 tickets is huge.
Was it 200 or 100?
200.
Really?
200 tickets.
200.
Oh, I made JJ count them. One by one.
Did you count? Did you number them?
What?
Did you number the tickets?
No. LVMS had them all numbered already. I just broke them down to 450 pack sections.
You know, if you want to find out more of LVMS, you go to lvms.com. Click on the Bullring link. You'll come up with the schedules and anything else you want to know about LVMS. So, and of course, we're talking about the race that's coming up this Saturday, the 18th.
That's right.
At LVMS.
Yeah.
No super late models this weekend.
No.
But they have something else. The North American. You want to talk about it? Hold on. I hear notes. Let me let.
Getting these tickets, which is huge for the kids. Getting these tickets. They had the big rigs.
The North American big rigs? Is that
what North American big rigs. They're coming in. They'll be practicing Friday night. And Friday night, April 17th. The stands, there is no admission for spectators.
So
if you want to come out Friday night, it's practice night. You have all the divisions but the super lates. You got the NASCAR divisions that are practicing along with the big rigs, Grand American Modifieds, the Super Stocks, the Bombers, the Legends, the Bandolero, and the Thunder Cars. So that's free Friday night to come check it out.
Okay. On the spectator side, just walk right in the gate.
From what we were told by Roy, who works out at Speedway, they have 12 rigs scheduled.
That's going to be something else to see.
Okay. Six rows of two of these rigs, man. I can't wait. I didn't see this. I've never seen it either. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it myself. Maybe there's something else we can get into, huh? Some big rig racing, guys? What do you think?
I don't think so.
But, hey, you know what else I noticed? And I don't know if it was on another schedule different than the one you have in your hand, but the Bombers doing single car qualifying?
That's correct.
Is that the first time? I've never seen the Bombers do single car qualifying before.
Justin says they've had it in the past.
Have they? I've never seen it myself at LVMS.
It's something that Gary and I have never done, so
he hasn't seen it, but I'm sure he'll be on that side to watch it.
I don't like qualifying because I can never get qualifying down. These guys go out there, they tweak things, you know, and I just don't like qualifying because I'm not good at it. So why like it if I'm not good at it? But you guys might like it.
I don't know. Can't tell you. Never done it before.
Never. So what do you think? Put a lot of air in your tires, tape up the front,
never done it, not let any air in.
That's not what I'm into.
Never done it before. So
I just don't, you know, I'm not good at it, so that's about my stance on it.
Ought to be interesting.
I saw that and I thought that was interesting because I didn't know they have done that in the past myself. Yeah. So
tape up the front grill. We need a 4x8 piece of sheet metal to tape up our grill.
Screw some sheet metal on the front and throw a bunch of air in the tires and you're good to go. It should be interesting. I'm curious to see you guys.
Can't put too much air on the tires. The bent rims will cut them. If there's any type of overlap.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anything over 30 pounds, I stand the chance of the rim cutting into the sidewall.
I'm going to qualify with you guys because that's about where I'll be probably running.
Are you coming out with the mod?
I'm not going to say anything.
Hey, Mike, you coming out with the mod?
Maybe. You'll have to see when I get there.
But, nope, haven't done that yet. Can't be too hard.
Hold on. Let's go back here for a second. Let's go backwards.
Yeah, you're all by yourself on the track. How hard can it be?
We forgot to mention that Kaylee Barker was with us at Touch a Truck.
Who?
And I got to say thanks to Ron and Kaylee for coming out again.
Absolutely. They brought out their beautiful blue 34 plus 2 super late model.
Crazy.
Had it on
bug.
Display.
Yes.
You can go to KayleeBarker.com and buy yourself a t-shirt and support Kaylee's racing out there with these. The experience she's racing against is unbelievable out at the track. So she's doing really well. I think she'll keep catching on and getting faster.
And what is their finance lady producing right now?
Oh,
at you
I
stole.
Got one. I got
he
one.
Stole.
Hey, stole
I
one.
Got one.
Stole that.
I'm sure Rod's not happy about
that. He took the prototype?
He did.
I told you.
He took the prototype.
I already talked to the finance lady. You guys deal with your own cars.
Ron and Kaylee, for those who don't know, Ron, Kaylee, and Vicky are making little die-cast cars of her Super Late.
Is it die-cast or is it like a wooden?
I don't know. It's painted blue.
Put a magnet on it and see if it sticks. If it's not, it's wood.
I'm not going to let you guys see it.
They're cool. They're little like. Ceramic. That's what it is. They're ceramic cars.
And I said, "Can I see it?" And he held it 5 foot away from me and wouldn't even let me touch it.
Like you could see it from that distance.
And
thanks,
Ron.
Gary.
Ron even said, of course, my eyes ain't that good, but he said it even says
you've been
passed by Daddy's little girl
on the back
on the back of it.
So they're making die ceramic cars.
And no, you guys ain't gonna see mine.
They're cool, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're using them as giveaways or what, but
thanks to Ron for giving me the opportunity to take it from him.
I know. See, he wasn't expecting that. You know, and again,
the poor thing is Ron's got to go back and answer to Vicky.
Yeah, I know. Say, good luck with that, Ron.
Where's the car? Gary took it.
You let me know how that turns out for you.
Yeah.
But well, you ain't getting the car back.
I just got to say, watch your back, Gary, when you're at the track. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, yes. I mean, you know, Ron and Vicky Barker, I mean, they do so much for Kaylee as far as PR and just down to the details, like the little car that they're making and stuff like that. Great parents, great supporters of Kaylee, and of course she gives them every reason to support her because how well she does. You know, what a great 17-year-old race car driver she is and young lady, so...
Yeah.
You know, if any chance you get, try to support Kaylee Barker. Go to KayleeBarker.com. Come support her at the racetrack. You can't get any better than that.
This was her second year out at Touch a Truck, and they have fun.
Absolutely.
You know, they had a lot of fun and really appreciate them coming out. So
it
was a good deal, like we were talking about, the Griffith brothers. It was good to have them out there.
The G-Boys.
Gary had his 01, the General, out there and putting kids in it. And Justin had his Bumblebee 42 out there and putting kids in and out of it. And we even brought out Gary's new one and put Bonita in that seat, his new bomber. And you had your Modified out there.
Mm, yep.
And it started.
Absolutely. It's race
it's
ready.
Well, you can't say it don't run.
It's race ready.
It's got the tires on it.
Are you going to race it this weekend?
It's race ready.
Are you going to race it this weekend?
I still got a few little things to do, but I'm close.
Is it your race ready or is it Justin's race ready?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure which way to answer that, so...
Is your battery charged, or do you have to charge it after the heat race?
On the way to the track.
My battery's charged.
Okay. So. Then it's race ready.
Oh, no. You're getting a dirty look.
Look, I know.
That's because he took the battery out of another race car to make sure his would start.
And it started for the practice, for the heat,
You guys are not talking about me. You're talking about the 42 Justin Griffith. Just to clear that up right now, that is the nods
somebody,
that you guys are talking about.
Somebody's shoe is sitting over there in the corner.
So... Does he have a battery to stick on this wall or something? Is that what you're saying? A dead battery? No? All I see are dead brakes on this wall. The wall of shame.
Right now.
Okay.
But fortunately, he had somebody who foresaw this happening.
Somebody looking out for him.
And just so happened to have an extra charge battery in the back of his truck and was able to loan it to him for the race. So, you're welcome.
And then? he leaves it on while he runs away.
Well, what can I tell you? You can drag a horse to water, but it still may be a mule.
Oh, man.
What can I tell you?
Is he, like, in some kind of initiation still or something like that? Like, you're hazing him?
No, he's doing a fine job by himself.
He needs no help from us.
Okay. That's right. He's doing a fine job by himself.
So, once again, Friday night, we'll jump back to the Speedway again.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then we can come back to Touch the Truck. Did we miss anything on Touch the Truck?
No, we just wanted to make sure we got Kaylee.
Let's do exactly what you said.
I mean, we didn't have the script down, and all of a sudden we had notes, and then we didn't have notes.
Okay.
But 4 to 9:30, it's credential sales and pit parking hours. Tech inspection begins at 4:30. You got practice beginning at 5:30. For those who want to come out for free on Friday night, that's April 17th, the practices begin at 5:30, and they go all the way till 8:15. If you want to come a little bit later, a half hour later, eat dinner, get out there at 6 p.m., and you'll see the big rigs, Grand American Modified, Super Stocks, and Bombers. That's the first practice. And then racing begins at 7:30 for the Bandolero Outlaws, the Bandits feature, the Thunder Cars, and the Legends feature. And then the final practice of the night for all the NASCAR divisions, 5 minutes each, is at 8:15 p.m.
And
so
they go till 11?
They lock down the track at 10:30.
10:30, okay. And speaking of food, they do not serve food on Friday night, so definitely eat or bring a snack or
bring a snack. No glass.
No glass.
Don't bring any glass into the stand, so bring your plastic bottles or your coffee mugs, but no glass.
Is it supposed to be windy Friday again?
I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be ending tomorrow.
I hope
so. As far as I know. But then again, if it is windy, single car qualifying, I need as much of a push as possible.
You'll get it one way, but not the other. So
I will take as much wind as possible just to get to 21 seconds. So, that's okay.
Cool. What you got there, Gary? I see paper in your hands. You got Saturday night?
I thought we were going to Saturday night, but his arms are folded, so I don't know what we're doing.
Gary, move on to Saturday. No. What time is the gates open on Saturday? So I know what time to get there.
1 p.m.
If I can make it.
Oh, wait. What? No, 5 p.m. I'm sorry.
Whoa, okay. Now, for spectators, 5 p.m.
Yes.
All right. We're talking spectators.
Credentials and pit parking. Is 1 p.m.
1 p.m. So if you're racing, 1 p.m.
So you should be there by around 1 or 1:30 since you're going to run your modified.
What time is the driver's meeting? That's what I need to know.
I
know if I make the driver's meeting, I'm probably okay.
4:50.
All right, 4:50.
Tech inspection starts at 1:30. Be the first one in line.
Tech? Who goes through tech? No. Do they allow mirrors?
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right.
Yes, they do.
Just want to double check. Hey, where was Arlie at this past week?
He had to work.
Oh.
Arlie had to work.
He was at Touch the Truck last year.
Yep.
He offered for us to bring his car, but...
yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do, too. Can you bring my car for me? I won't be there, but...
You know, it was great. Thank you, but if something happened to the car... We didn't want to bring it back to him broken or missing a motor. You never know how quick those kids are.
I was thinking Gary swapping motors with him with one that works.
Easy there.
Yeah, okay.
Slow down.
Did you guys make progress?
Yes.
All right. That's all I need to know.
Yes.
Oh, no. We couldn't get it the night before. We had to pick the car up that morning and then drop it off after. We couldn't. If we would have got the night before, we'd have Gary's new motor problem solved.
No problem. It would have been done.
It would have been done.
Oh, man.
No problem. Arlie might have had a problem, but we would have had no problem.
Sometimes new problems come up.
You know? Hey, funny thing. We solved the problem on the 65, Arlie. I don't know why yours is doing it.
Yeah, all of a sudden yours is doing it. Damn. dumb luck. That's it. So what time did you go to work to and from? Do we know?
No.
He got 8 hours to swap this motor out?
He texts me at, I don't know, what were we loading up? 3:30?
3:30, yeah.
He texted me about 3:30 and asked if we were still there. So
cool.
That's Mr. Harley Daniels,
number
junior.
10.
Yes.
Driver of number 10, Blue Bomber.
You sure that's Junior?
Blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you get that right.
Yeah, that's Junior.
Don't want anybody. Don't want anybody bitching at you.
I don't want anybody blowing. I understand blowing up my phone or straightening me out and getting to clarify.
Yeah, but the problem is, they text you 4 hours after the show. They don't listen to it live. They wait until it's archived.
And I'm already in bed.
So is Arlie going to make it to the race?
Yes,
as far as
I
know.
Yes, okay. I spoke to him today, and yes, he is.
Cool. Single car qualifying. Can't wait to see you guys do it. Big rig. The North
Neither
American.
Can I can't wait to see me do it too.
The North American big rigs. I can't wait to see that. That should be a really great night of fun. Really great night of fun.
Really great night of fun.
It is. I'm having a blast out there.
And at the end of the night, they're going to have 40 laps of those big rig trucks.
Oh.
40?
40 laps.
How many laps?
I'm reading it right here.
Can you read the laps that everybody's doing, like the mods and the bombers and all that? Super
they have
spots.
A trophy track, trophy dash
for
the rigs.
Oh, the big rig trophy dash?
Yeah. And it's what, four
That's
lap trophy four dash?
Four laps trophy dash. The Bandoleros, Bandits, are 12 laps. The Outlaws are 12 laps. And then they have the North American Big Rig Heat Race number 1 is 8 laps.
Oh, no wonder we're doing single car for qualifying.
Because they're doing their
the
heat.
The rigs are doing the heats.
Yeah, but it says here the heat race is in the middle of the features.
Really?
Yes. It says Bandoleros, Bandits, Bandolero Outlaws, and then the North American Big Rigs, 8 laps. That's the first heat race. The second heat race is also 8 laps. Thunder Cars features 20 laps. Super Stock feature 25. Legends features 25 laps. Bombers 25 laps. Grand American Modifieds 30 laps. And then you got the North American Big Rig feature of 40 laps.
Well, I'm glad they cut the mods down to 30 laps. That 35 is pushing it for me.
What's pushing?
What, your ass gets hurt in the seat up there? Or
I get tired. I hated that.
I get tired of watching.
I hated the 75 lap races back in the day. Jeez.
So, yeah, those big. I'm kind of excited to see these. Big rigs racing.
New
and they say there's 12 of them coming?
Right now, that's what Roy said.
How about
this?
How does
this 12 registered.
How does this sound? JC Motorsports North American Big Rig Racing. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Gary's hand is in my pocket.
Deep enough? Okay.
He's in my pocket.
I'll let you know how much
enough.
That's going to cost us there, Michael.
Yeah. Now, it'd be fun to go see the trucks in the pits and see what they have in these things. So.
Yep.
Should be cool.
Check it out.
Check it out. Go to LVMS.com. Of course, you can always go to the BomberNation.com website. Check it out. All kinds of stuff going on there. You can probably go to the message boards on the BomberNation.com website, and Justin's probably talking about you. So go there. Fire back at him, because he probably didn't say anything nice about you. So check it out.
It's a possibility. I heard there's video up on Facebook.
Is there really?
There's video up on
Facebook
about me.
About
yeah,
you?
I've already made video on somebody's Facebook. It's only been two races, and I got four drivers pissed at me.
Make my
what
day.
What did you do?
I have no idea.
I haven't seen this yet.
I know what he did. I know. I know.
I
got
up.
It. I got
up.
It.
Watch your hand up there.
I got it.
What did I do?
Fingernails.
What did I do?
He's in a 21-second car. That's what he did.
Yep. These guys are flying out there, man.
This is an entertainment division, so you know, hey, you're gonna have 20-second cars, 21-second cars.
That's what it's for. There's three lanes going down the front stretch, and there's three lanes going in the turn.
Times four.
That's right.
Evidently, there's several drivers that don't find my rear bumper entertaining. And like I say, you know, I'll tell them if they're listening, you know what, there's two other lanes, like Gary said. It's called racing, drive around me.
Yep.
That's all. If you don't like my rear bumper, go around me. If not, be my guest, you can dump me. And then you'll go to the back, and
you'll
get the position
back.
So either which way, you know, I'll wave to them either which way. And when I'll wave to them when they drive around me, or I'll wave to them when I go by them and get my position back.
Well, either way, it's the bomber division, not that it's a touch class, but it's definitely a...
The rules have
that
changed.
That went out in 2003.
Right.
The rules have changed. 7 years ago, 21 seconds. 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 21 seconds was fast.
Right.
That's out the window.
Absolutely.
These guys are running 19 seconds now, and they're flying. And the past two times, we've had 23 cars. I managed to have the 20th fastest time.
When are they doing the time, you know, the...
We got three
20-second rule.
I believe the first one is July 3rd.
Okay.
Yep.
20-second.
And that is a
breakout
point rule.
Yes.
That should be interesting. Well, let's talk some
so
about...
So bring those 19-second cars out.
Yeah.
On the 20-second breakout.
They're points races.
Yeah, and they're,
and
points,
they're points races.
So, and
that means that these guys are going to pass me once. Okay. they're going to get penalized, and then they got to pass me again.
And get penalized.
And get penalized. And then I could be lapped 20 times in a 25-lap race and finish ahead of these guys.
Yeah. It'd take him 10 laps to catch back up to you, though, so don't worry about it.
When you're rolling 19 seconds.
I'm in with my 21-second car. I can flat-foot it all the way around and not worry about that. I don't have to let off the gas going across the start-finish line.
Just flat-foot it the whole way.
That's all.
What the heck. Hey, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more bombers and LVMS and some more touch truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chinas Pit Stop, your one and only food truck in Toronto. Come and get a Navajo taco, gyro, Philly cheesesteak, or a pulled pork sandwich. For dessert, a delicious strawberry fry bread. Let us cater to your personal or office party. Follow us on Facebook for our daily specials. That's Chinas Pit Stop, the one and only food truck you'll want to eat at again and again and again.
I'm Silly Dilly, your 2014 Southern Nevada Dwarf Car Champion, and you're listening to Mike, Gary, and JJ on Wheels Now.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, race officials can get together and talk about local racing. And if you want to talk about your team or anything with us about local racing,
yeah, you can give us a call at 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116. Love to hear from you.
Yep.
Got something happy to say? Great. Got something sad to say? Great. Got something to complain about? Even better. We love complaints.
And you can email JJ complaints as well.
That's it. Yeah, what's my email address again?
Oh, my Lord.
Are you,
I bet he hasn't checked it since he got it.
How do you spell
that? Yes, I have.
How do you spell that?
Oh, you
have.
That really?
And I actually responded.
Uh-oh.
I actually sent a response for a text email that I got.
Was it a complaint?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It was a very nice article that Mr. Tim Richter sent me, and I sent him back. I said, thank you very much.
And that's JJ at onwheelsnow.com.
How do you spell that, JJ?
J.
We know you went to night school.
J. Yeah.
We already know that.
A with a circle. onwheelsnow.com.
So shoot JJ an email anytime you'd like. So
I'd be more than happy to answer it. If I get an interesting email, we'll read it on the air.
There you go.
Please, JJ at onwheelsnow.com.
And of course, this past weekend, Touch the Truck is what we're talking about. Supporting the main support for the Family to Family Connections organization, helping out young families. Just what a great event, a great organization that the Touch a Truck event supports. They used to have better funding, state funding,
but they lost funding several years ago.
So this is at least 50%.
This is their number one, fundraiser that they have every year.
Yep. So make sure if you missed it this year, you got to get out there next year. It's great for the kids. They had the helicopter come in. It wasn't Flight for Life, but they did have a
helicopter come in.
And kids could. I mean, they were always lined up for that to come hang out. They had the Mandalay Bay Shark there again.
Shark Reef, Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of cool trucks.
Ambulances and
cement trucks and SWAT.
Gus the Bus. And
yep.
Oh, yeah, we had them two ladies from Gus the Bus over getting little cars.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
They're instructors.
That's right.
Instructors.
Yeah. Did they get hats?
And I almost sold JJ to one of them ladies.
Almost had him sold.
Yes, I did. Damn. Almost. We had one car left. Tim was out getting other cars, but we had one car left, and there were two girls there. And JJ and I looked at each other and said, just one of these girls are going to get it. And one of the girls said, I'll take him, and pointed to JJ.
Nice.
Huh?
Yeah, I missed that.
Oh, no, he didn't. he didn't.
He just don't want to get in trouble.
He don't want to get in trouble. Bonnie's listening.
Yeah. So why, what just spoiled the
What
sale?
Are you kidding me? Bonnie was listening? She going to yell at you for not,
not giving you away.
Exactly. Sold.
She going to chew your ass out.
Is what spoiled it was Tim came with the car.
Oh, okay. So he came, Tim.
So we're going to blame it on Tim.
I don't know if he saved you or he spoiled the sale, whichever one.
Yeah, Bonnie, go yell at him.
Go yell at Tim.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's used to it.
Hey, Saturday.
Yes, I was getting to it.
Okay.
I was going to get to it.
Okay, fine.
What are you getting to?
You get
Can't
to
tell
it?
You.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Never mind.
Let me look. No, I was going to get to it towards the end of the show.
Never
you
mind.
You want to say it now?
We can. No,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I don't. No.
No.
Well, I'll wait until you get to it.
Okay.
So again,
when do you want to get to it?
Again, this Saturday, Big Rig Racing and the Modified Superstocks. NASCAR Bombers, the Grand American, well, I already said that, Legends and Bandoleros this Saturday at LVMS. Mojave Valley Racing this weekend also, the 18th.
Yep.
So if you want to see dirt racing and you're going to be out, how long does it take to get to Mojave?
2 hours
About
from here.
2 hours, something like that.
That's all.
Not too far, and just drive down to the through the field, you'll think you're lost, and then there'll be a racetrack out there. So
yeah.
You can go to Mojave Valley Raceway.
Quarter mile dirt track.
Yep, absolutely a great track out there if you're going to race dirt. They got the IMC modified. They have the super stocks, street stocks, mini sports, and mini stocks, and carts out there.
Any
dwarfs
on it?
Not this weekend that
last
I noticed.
Last race, Cecilia Dilly won out there at Mojave.
Oh,
if
did
I'm
she?
Not mistaken.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'd like to say,
cool.
Yeah. I hope
they
she's.
Where at?
I hope she's.
Mojave. Okay, so they are on the schedule for Mojave. I didn't see it on there.
Are they?
I copied and pasted.
Is she going, Cecile? Oh,
so dwarfs are
okay.
This weekend
cool.
on the 18th. Okay.
All right. Great. Good.
Oh, she's sick.
Good.
What? She got in a car accident. Is she okay?
Yep.
Breaking news. Silly Dilly got in a car accident, but she's okay. So if you know Silly Dilly, she's fine. Yeah. Oh, okay. That
couple
happened before
bruises.
That. Okay.
Seatbelt got
it
all over.
It didn't happen at Touch a Truck, did it? Okay. It was
no.
before. Okay. So it's not breaking news after all.
No.
That's old news. The Speedway at Willow Springs, their opening night is this weekend also at the Speedway at Willow Springs racetrack there. You guys been to that?
Yes.
With Andy Daddario out there in Roseman, California.
Yeah, the quarter mile.
Quarter mile asphalt.
We'll be going back as soon as we find out when the big wheel race is.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, we can fool Jay. We can tell JJ it's a big rig race and put him in a big wheel.
It's a big wheel, not big rig. Okay.
He'll fall for it.
We'll do that.
So you want me to piss off some children out there, too, huh? Like the four children that I pissed off at the bullring already.
They'll either get over it or get on with it. One
man,
of the two.
Hey, man. Hey. I'm having fun. If they got a
21-second car
problem.
Period.
I'm having fun. I'm having a blast. That's all I know.
What, do you have like a 21-second big wheel also? Or is it fast? Or? the big wheel will be faster.
The big green machine.
So go to the Speedway at willowsprings.com if you want to find out more.
I heard Justin saying something.
Who?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah,
absolutely
is.
Right, Justin.
Yes.
That is correct.
It is a big wheel.
Yeah, we agree.
Hey, you know more about this than I probably would. The NHRA was at LVMS this past weekend. All I can hear is a lot of racing in the background. So the big boys are in town. I hope you made it out there to watch them. That's always fun to watch. So.
No, I was totally wrapped up with Touch a Truck. Like we've said before, we've missed races. We've stepped out of championship runs because of Touch a Truck. We haven't raced. And nope, NHRA, I didn't even look up for results. So, sorry, people. I failed. Local racing out the window.
That's fine.
NHRA was here and gone, and I couldn't even tell you where they're going next.
Well, it was the NHRA SummitRacing.com Nationals,
whatever,
which they come in every year. So
whatever news you got for results, I have no idea. My focus this weekend was Touch a Truck. That's what comes first. And NHRA just happened to be on the same day Touch a Truck was. So didn't even watch any on TV. Nope. Sorry, I failed. I'll admit to that.
You never fail, Jay.
I failed.
Hey, you never fail.
On the bright side, it was one hell of a day at Touch a Truck.
That's right.
It was as usual. So.
That's right.
Let's see.
Uh-oh. No telling what he's got.
How about your hero and idol, Mr. Payne Alderman? The infamous or what?
The world famous.
What about him?
When's their racing coming
up? I haven't talked to him.
What? Well, you haven't talked to him.
I haven't talked to him.
You haven't problems with these with your car, and you haven't talked to him?
He's not my motor guy. He's my setup guy.
But he might know a motor guy. How about Marvin? You talked to Marvin? No?
Yes.
Did he give you any pointers? What's
Nothing that I heard he don't know.
What's Marvin? He not interested in racing
in
anymore?
Boats. He's in the boats.
Oh.
Yes.
Boat racing or just hanging out on boats?
Boats. Boats, period.
Just whatever boats.
You think my house looks bad with all my race cars? You should see his house with all his boats.
Wow, that's a weird transition.
The
boats, huh?
Yeah.
I seen on TV they had down in Wild Horse and near Phoenix they got the drag strip and stuff down there, but they also have water in there. They do the Lucas Oil boat races down
there. Races, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Those are pretty freaking awesome.
They are awesome. I tell you, them guys have some...
those hydroplanes?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, they get up and go. So.
Yep.
Them guys really risk a lot racing them damn things. Tell you.
Sure do.
So.
Yep.
You won't catch me in one of those.
That's what Gene Snow, for those from NHRA... back when he used to race drag boats.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know
that.
He did.
And he had a bad crash. And he went to dragsters. And people asked him. He was very popular in drag boat racing. And they asked him, one of the popular questions was, why did you go to dragsters, four wheels, not the boats? He says, well, I crashed once. I couldn't figure out what made me crash.
Wow.
Since I couldn't figure it out, I'm done.
Oh,
he packed it up.
That's a good point.
That's it. He couldn't figure out why he went over in the boat and it flipped and it let go. And he says, I'm done. If I can't prevent something from happening again, why should I put myself into that situation again?
Interesting way to look at that. So, and it absolutely makes sense, too.
Yeah, and it does to me, too, especially for those who get married a second time. I don't understand why you're going to put yourself in a situation once and it doesn't work. Why are you going to put yourself in that situation again?
I go through that every Tuesday at 5:55 p.m.
Screw you. Shit. You mean 5:59.
Okay. I'll give it a minute. 5:59. I'm just kidding.
Now we know where we stand, Gary. That's okay.
Hey,
this is Mike coming through the door.
Gary, I've done radio with better people.
I feel 2 inches tall right now. Hey,
with Justin, right?
you guys been to Tonopah? Paul?
Yep.
In the past.
Yeah,
at least once, finally.
Yeah.
So they got their races coming up, May 2nd, I think it is?
I believe it's May 2nd.
So, TonopahSpeedway.com, that's like a 3-4 hour drive up there?
Three and a half.
4 hour tow.
What do you think of that track up there?
I like it.
Being from dirt.
I liked it.
I mean, you haven't raced it. You've actually spectated.
Yes.
Do you plan on doing any racing up there?
Yes.
I know there's been talk with the JC Motorsports guys in the past about traveling and things like that.
We spoke to a number of drivers up there. They frequent Tonopah, Mojave, and PBS, and they really like racing up there. It's a non-for-profit track.
Okay.
So everything
is a tax man getting them like they're getting you?
No, he had to bring it. We almost went through the whole show, and you had to bring it up. Thanks, Gary. Jeez.
I just had to throw that in. Hey, don't worry. I owe two, so it's okay. Hey, why don't you write a check for mine? Anyway, back to Tonopah.
Really? You had to go there?
Back to Tonopah.
He just has to reach in his mattress
to get the cash
from the stash.
I sleep on cash.
Up in Tonopah, everything they bring in the front gate and the back gate, they have to spend, whether it's an improvement, whether it's to the drivers,
prize money,
trophies, all prize money. They got to, by the end of the year, they have to balance out. So a lot of guys like that, they have, after the trophy dashes, they bring the cars out and have a session where they're able to pick out kids from the stands and give them the trophies. It's different. I can tell you it's different. And they're getting car counts up there, and we want to get up there. We'll get up there this year. It's been something that's been on the back of our minds for several years now.
Right.
We haven't been able to do it. Right now, tentatively, for JC Motorsports, we're looking for to run the double date up there,
Okay.
Butler or Marsh Days, one of those.
Well, I think that's
that goes
pretty,
on.
pretty quick.
It's a Saturday and Sunday race, and we hope to bring the cars up there.
Cool.
We're looking forward to it. It's different. It's a top side track, and they wet that track. And
cool.
You don't go low because it is mud bogging down low.
That's what I heard from you guys. So
it's exciting. They got a good group of guys, good group of bombers up there, and
sweet.
We hope to go up there and play.
Looking forward to it. Did they do kiddie rides there like they have in the past? Like
no.
Like during intermissions or anything? No.
No, they bring the kids down onto the track to see the drivers and everything. And lucky kids they draw numbers, tickets, and they get the trophy. They get to share a trophy with the driver who won the trophy dash.
Oh, that's a good concept. Good idea.
Yeah. Cool. It's if there's a red flag, it was a red flag. Hamburgers went from $2 to a dollar or two for
no, they went half price.
So you got guys
everything went half price. Beer went half price.
You got guys loosening lugs out there and stuff from the spectator side.
That's
half price.
While there's a red flag, the red flag came out, and before the announcer had something to say, we were in the stands. Before the announcer had something to say was half price, all of a sudden we saw people get up and start running for the concession.
That's so
there
funny.
Was a line.
Okay, they just left the stands in anticipation. And
that is
me,
funny.
Gary, and Ollie are sitting there like, where the hell are they going?
We're missing. Let's go.
What happened?
Follow the gang.
You know, what's with the red flag? Then the announcer comes in. Hey, right now, beers are half price. And I said, okay, great. We looked at. And it's until half price, until that red flag is lifted.
So once it's gone, you're done.
If you're the next one in line and that red flag's lifted,
no more. No
price. Done.
Regular price.
Full price.
Yep. So bring your lawn chair and sit next to the concession stand.
Oh, they were.
Oh, yeah. You had your
that's
concession
funny.
Stand hangers.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
We did notice that.
That is funny.
Because the stands separate.
Hey, that's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. As long as the red flag is in effect, whatever it may have been. What was it? Two red flags, burgers and beer.
Burgers and beer.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah,
on the
enough.
Two red flags, yeah.
So.
And it was half price. Beer, of course, that line was real long, and then half-price burgers. And,
wow.
And the catch is when that red flag is lifted, you're the next one, you're done. Yeah.
It could be a little dangerous for the flagman.
Yeah.
As Jay said, that's kind of cool the way they were doing that, and that's the first time I've ever seen.
Hey, we're getting close on time. Real quick, PBS, Pahrump Valley Speedway. They're not racing this weekend. They're racing the 25th coming up. But did you need time to talk about something else?
No, I got to say congratulations to Mike Lane for winning out there again in the bar.
Oh, they raced this past weekend.
Yeah, they raced this past weekend.
Oh, what did Vern do? Vern raced too.
He finished third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Mark Dobb, his fifth in a row.
Okay.
He won five in a row now, and that's about all I know out of Pahrump.
In the
Coupes, yes.
Okay. Sweet, and they don't have the IMC modifieds anymore, just the modifieds.
Yes.
Yeah, they only had seven of them.
Well, I noticed they have like sport mods on their schedule, but they're calling them the Northern Sport Mods. Have you seen those yet?
I believe there was two at one time last year.
Okay. We'll have to, I'll have to find out more about that.
That were coming out.
The
no.
The modifieds was C.J. King won.
Cool.
And it Mark Allison was fifth.
Oh, he raced out.
Yes.
Wow.
According to the, I do have the results. Super Stocks was Steve Nash. Mini Stocks was Robert Smotherman. And Dorf's was Scott Holloway. And the Coupes was Mark Dobb.
Did Silly race? No.
No
Silly Dilly race.
The Hobby Stocks, congratulations to Chad Broadhead for winning. And the Mod Minis was Jonathan Birch. I'm sorry, John Birch.
John Birch. Okay.
Yes. And then you got the little kit cars. Cart Kit Kids, whatever they are.
Mini Dwarfs.
Yeah. Jake Pike.
Oh.
And I believe he's won every one of them out there so far.
The Pike.
Number 23.
Legacy continues.
Yes.
23.
Cool.
It's in the blood.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's in the blood.
Cool. Well, that's cool. So, not this coming up race. Now they got races on the 25th out of Crump Valley Speedway.
No, be at LVMS this Saturday.
Yep.
This weekend. Check out them big rigs.
North American big rigs.
I know. That's going to be a great show. Of course, you can go to thebombernation.com website to find out more information. They go to the message boards, click on that, and stuff for sale, and you name it, it's on there. That's the place to go, not just for bombers, it's for all divisions. So make sure you get on there, get signed up, and be part of the racing community there. So a lot of stuff going on. So that's what you guys want to talk about?
What I was going to talk about is this Saturday is our crew chief Tim Bell's birthday.
Oh.
And I want to say happy birthday to
happy
Tim.
Happy birthday to
52?
You.
52? He's 52? 52 years old?
62?
62. He just,
happy
he just
birthday,
looks so.
Dear Tim. Happy birthday to you.
So his birthday is actually on Saturday?
18th, yes.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
And you're going to put him to work?
Hell yeah,
Saturday.
I am. Hey.
No, according to one.
A commitment.
It is his birthday month.
Yeah. Oh, not just
so,
the day, the birthday month.
His birthday month. So we're celebrating
his
birthday.
I'm glad you clarified one.
Should it be the birthday year, the whole year? You know, that's your whole year you're born. So.
Yeah. You were born one day, but we're celebrating it the entire
month.
Got it.
I got another one for you to fix.
Yep, there you go. You're going to be busy. So.
I got Tim, yep.
So don't expect anything else, Tim. Yep. This is it. So
that's right.
Be happy.
He's got a set of shocks to put on my car. He's got a spring to put on my car. He's got brakes to put on my car. And I got some sort of wobbling in the front going back and forth on my car. So he's got a lot of work this week.
Let somebody get gearing up for the red flag half price hot dogs and beer or hamburgers and beer.
So
yeah, no, probably Tim, right?
We got
he's taking the time off.
We got Wednesday and Thursday to get it done so I can test it on Friday, make sure I have no more wobbling.
Well, one car less into the wall, it's one car less he has to work on, so
that's it. Shocks, springs and brakes. And whatever that
and
wobble
my
is.
New car is just
Pull the motor.
Don't worry.
It's just bad manifold. Just change the manifold. You're good to go.
Don't worry.
That's all.
We'll see.
Hey, sponsors real quick. I know Jason Motorsports has a list of...
We want to thank Nevada Pick Apart, Camp Out, Reliable Banner, Pickarts Radiator, DNN Equipment, and Best Muffler. Thanks for all your support, guys.
Yep,
appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And if you need any parts, you want to get out to the track, go to Nevada Pick Apart. Go pick your own parts. It only cost you a dollar to get in. So, have you been out to Gary to the junkyard lately?
No.
Is there many pickings left of the cars?
Oh, they're redoing them cars every day.
There's
Chevy section.
Well, you won't find like Camaros or.
Oh yeah, there's
a lot more Fords. There's Camaros out there.
Then there
no
are
way.
Chevys.
Yes.
A lot more Fords in the Ford section than there are Chevys.
On
you
with
have
the program.
As soon as you walk in, you
on
have
the
with
program.
You don't have to walk
on with the program.
All right. So I guess that sums it up. More Fords than Chevys at the junkyard. Go to Nevada Pick Apart. It costs you a dollar to fix your Ford.
That's why we have them as a sponsor, because we run Fords. We need them.
On with the program.
Hey, we'll leave it at that. Join us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. as we are here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. So we'll see you next week. Thank you for joining us.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.